Welcome to Between Our Sundays.
This is Kenny.
And this is Chrissy.
This is Maddie.
And this is Olivia.
Where we share real life with real people while serving a real God. Okay, welcome to episode 7. We are at January 21st, and we are having a chat with the Bow Chat.
So that if you means you've got all 4 of our 5 at the table right now.
If you did not recognize,
hey friends,
Maddie and Olivia
hey
are
followers.
Joining us. Yes, this is going to be an interesting episode. There's going to be lots of laughter.
Which is absolutely good. We've got this moved out of our normal podcasting area into our middle of our dining room, I guess. This is an extension of the kitchen, so we've got a little extra echo in here. And we're just gonna go for it today, and hopefully have some good fun with this. So
yes, absolutely. So today is the 21st of January. We're coming off a long weekend. Inauguration was yesterday. Got together with some friends. It is a snow day.
Literally a snow day.
Snowpocalypse is about to happen.
It's shutting down outside. School's out today. That's why we have these two beautiful beings here. We've got all the bread and the milk and cookies. Any other snack item that you could think of? I mean, we've kind of gone full tilt to make sure that we don't have to go back out. Because once it's coming down, like we are, I would consider not snow people. That's not necessarily the life that we live.
Nope.
Unless you're talking about looks like snow at the beach, but this is looks like snow because it is snow.
But the beach is even getting snow.
Beach is even going to get snow. I mean, it's crept all the way down here. Somebody done left their winter in our backyard and they need to come get it.
Elsa said the cold never bothered me anyway.
It bothers me a lot, though.
She let it go in the south.
It did.
She's freezing, freezing the south.
Well, today we really wanted to kind of open up. So one of our goals each year is to kind of pick out a word for the year and a verse for the year. And what we like to do, this has been something probably new over the last 3-ish years to our family. But realistically, what this is a placard that we kind of put in our own lives on the front side of the year to kind of look at and say, this is how I want to shape my year. This is something that I want to refer back to and grow from. And then when I get to the end of my year, I want to kind of see how that particular word and verse was able to develop over the year and just kind of see. So you know, all these things mean something to each one of us, and we thought, you know, there's no better way on a snow day when we're all going to be cooped up in this house together than to jump on the airwaves and share a little bit about what God has spoken to each one of us out. So
absolutely, I think it's important to note too, kind of that last year for me, my word was relationships, and to look back at last year and see how so many relationships evolved, I thought. At the beginning of the year, it was like human relationships. And as the year progressed, there were a lot of friendships that formed, new friendships, existing friendships that grew stronger. But I really think that word God placed on my heart last year because of to grow my relationship with him. That grew a lot last year. So
we had some major family breakthroughs, with kids, with parents and just a lot of relationships.
Absolutely.
I mean, on your end, I mean, I can tell you, if I get to live with you, so I get the insider's scoop on it, but you're absolutely right. Like there was some major breakthroughs in life.
Absolutely.
This year in the relationship category that I think was right. Super dynamic to really catapulting the positivity of how 2025 was opening up for us as a family, you as an individual.
Yeah.
So,
and I think it's cool to see, to be able to look back at the year and see how God evolves us. So I say all of that in a precursor to what we're about to talk about today and how we are making this mark and sharing what God is doing in our lives right now and what's been placed on our hearts so that we can spend the year kind of meditating on what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us now and how it evolves through the year. So at the end of the year, we can come back and have one of these sessions again I'm sure we'll have plenty more in between. But we can just come back and see how God spoke to us and how he grew us through the year. So,
yeah. And it's a super fun place to look at because it's a static thing that you write down. It's a place that you can constantly bounce back to. And, you know, like so many people, the beginning of the year is a hard place to bounce from. Like you don't know what's coming. You don't know what's over the horizon for you yet. So, you know, if you've got nothing in front of you, if you do develop, hey, this is my word, this is my vision, this is where I'd like to see God move with me, in me, you know, it's really, really nice to be able to walk into January 1st each year and say, hey, this is me. I feel like, God, this is where I would like to see myself, or this is something that I would really love for you to be a part of in my life. So it's a place to kind of fill in that question mark and that little body black spot that you might not know yet. And so as the rest of the year develops around that, good, bad, or indifferent, at least you had a starting point.
Right.
So many people fail to get anywhere because they're so matted down with, I don't even know where to start.
Right.
And they lose all of their momentum or never get it even moving because they just simply fail to even put the first step forward.
Well, I think we try so hard to wrap it up in a perfect little box to make it look perfect. Like I need to have, even in our podcast, you know, we, in the beginning, we really tried to prepare and plan, and I tried to have this beautiful picture of what it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to be laid out. And as it has evolved, it's like just allowing the Holy Spirit to move through our conversation, knowing that it's, Jesus has gone before us and set the plan. He already knows where this is going to go, who it's going to touch. So just being open in our spirits to allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, that's been so important, that it's not about my control. It's not about what I can plan and prepare. It's not about making it perfect. It's just being submissive and obedient to the Holy Spirit to say, I'm here, I'm open, I'm willing.
Just
use me.
Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just start.
Absolutely. So well, who's starting?
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same thing. You want to fire this one off, or
you want me to start?
Yeah.
I don't mind starting at all.
Tell us what is your word?
Go around the table.
We're going to go around the table. Yeah. So you want to be last?
Yeah. Save the best for last.
Okay. You got it, O. So my word for this year, let me get back to my other note here. So my word for this year is obey, obedience. I feel like the Holy Spirit has led me in a lot of different directions and laid things on my heart that are outside of my comfort zone for this year. I think that there are a lot of things on the horizon that God is going to challenge me to open up and to do some new things. I haven't quite put them into motion yet, and I that's probably some fear factor in there, because again, I'm so logistically wired.
I was
going to
say, you're very, very strategic.
I am very strategic.
And you need to understand the plan.
Like I do.
You go into the whole idea of spontaneity isn't exactly your forte.
It's not. But I feel God moving me into a place of spontaneity and branching out and growing this podcast. We have started with a new social media page so that we can interact more with people who are following us and listening to us. But I feel like the Holy Spirit's leading me into some things that are more individual and more personal. And I haven't figured out how that all works in my head. And I think sometimes that God lays things on our hearts to be obedient to be willing and to be open to. And I feel like sometimes I'm so quick to shut things off, to say, no, that's outside of my comfort zone. I'm just not going to do that. And I feel myself becoming more open and surrendered to his plans in my life. So with obedience, I just want to be more open and soft-hearted to and not closed off to what he has to offer. So the verses, I have several, but the one that is probably the most influential for me is Philippians 2:13. God is working in you, giving you the desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him. So that kind of is my verse for this year, that God is working in me. He is giving me the desire to obey, and I know that he is giving the power to do exactly what he's calling me to do.
It sounds like that obedience comes on the heels of trust and faith.
It is.
You know, it's like sometimes it is completely abandoning what you know to be true or what you know to be maybe factual all the way around, and just saying, I don't understand what you're asking maybe in this particular circumstance, but I'm still willing to go.
Absolutely.
Here I am, send me. You know what I mean? Let me do this so that you can magnify that, so that you can multiply that effort.
Absolutely.
Because it's not us. You know what I mean? It's real. We are just the tools that so many times he gets to use to get into the place and the spaces. And it, again, nothing that he's incapable of as it is. He right. is omnipotent and can do all of the things without us.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, though, when you think about his ability to allow us to be a part of the majesty of his plan.
Absolutely. So my prayer, kind of like just a prayer for this year is, I pray this year overflow with love and joy, and through obedience to his word, that I will be most fruitful in furthering his kingdom. I pray for open ears to hear God's direction, and for courage to be obedient to that direction in all situations.
Amen.
So that's kind of where my heart is at this year. In just being challenged to obey, even in the times when, I may be uncomfortable, and to be so surrendered to his will in my life that I have the power to obey and just be open and ready to be used by him in whatever avenues that looks like.
Well, and you know as well as I do that it's not the gifts and the talents that God looks for to multiply. It's the willingness. He will use the willing well above the talented.
Absolutely.
Even though we know the talents and gifts come from him, that's not the piece that he's looking for, because when the talents and the gifts are what is exalted and magnified, that becomes humanistic, prideful sometimes even, and we
right.
begin to think, oh, well, that was me. You know, look at what I'm capable of doing.
Right.
You know, but those that just say, I'm not sure how you're going to do this with
right.
me, but I'm going to do it, you know.
Right.
I want to say, and please forgive some of my lack of Bible knowledge, but Moses was in that very same place, and he said, listen, I'm not a public speaker. You want me to go speak to these people? That's not my thing. And God said, just go do it. I'll take care of the rest. I just go forward and go do it, and let me do me through you.
Right.
And I know that's what you're saying. I can,
yep.
I can hear that in your heart. And
absolutely.
I love that. And I love
absolutely.
That. And I can't wait to be a part of what God's going to do for you that you don't even know about yet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It looks like we got Maddie up. Hey, you know, Maddie, our audience has not yet really got to know a whole lot about you, because we have people far and wide. We have people that are close to us, and some that maybe just don't know our family as a whole. So tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're at in life as far as school and stuff, and then you know, tell us what God's put on your heart for this year.
Well, obviously, my name is Maddie. My real name's Madigail. That's an interesting fact I like to share. And I'm a junior in high school. I'm 17 years old. I play softball. I have a couple clubs that I'm in, you know.
And you feel like you know everything.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's the vibe that I get every day is, hey, Dad, I don't need you anymore. I got this. You know, I've got a car and 17 years of knowledge, so I'm good. But could you please put some gas in my tank, because I got no money.
I'm very independent until it comes to finances.
Well, you are doing very good. You have been working a lot. You have been juggling a busy school schedule with working for the city, playing softball. You've had some really great opportunities. You are in a very, very pre-transitioning time of life. I think it's probably hard for us parents to
see. Well, it's that measuring the amount of leash that we let out.
Yes, absolutely.
We got
absolutely.
That retractor button still, so that when you get too crunk, we can hit the button and reel you back in. But we're still letting you take it out a little bit too. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't run too far because you'll hit the end of the leash and then we get to watch you jerk back.
You're getting to that point too, looking at colleges and...
Well, that's what my word is more about.
Okay.
Because last year my word was foundation, and I felt like through the year I built a foundation on God and just not starting over, but really just rebuilding that foundation better than what I had before.
Yeah.
And then that can always get better, like whether I'm 55 or 17, like it can always get better. But my word for this year is expand, because I want to expand my horizons more and understand, like, not like giving my control to God. Like, I understand that concept and I've heard it for years and years and years, but just expanding what I can think about myself through God, like what he can do through me, because I think I limit that sometimes. Mm. So expanding my thought and knowledge while also expanding his kingdom, like, and expanding, like, kind of like
other
what you
areas.
Said. Yeah. Kind of like what you said of, like, just going and doing and not worrying about anything else, but also not limiting myself to what I am capable and comfortable to do, you know?
Right.
So, because my senior year is next year, and finding a college in the summer, applying to colleges, and then also what I'm, like, passionate about and what God's leading me to major in, because I have several different things that I'm going to do or can imagine, but that may change completely.
Right.
But
how often does God take us down a path, though, for a lesson, for a season, and then in the middle of that season says, okay, we're gonna redirect, we're gonna go down a different path. But it doesn't mean that the season that you just walked through was pointless. There was a reason, there was a testimony in there that he was building for you. So just being open to wherever he leads, that's great.
Yep. And then, like, college is a big thing, and not worrying, like, I think I stress the degree part too much. And then whether or not I'm playing softball or not depends on what type of school I'm going to a lot. Right. So it's a lot of, this decision relies on this decision, so it based it on this one, and it is founded on this one. So right. It's like a bunch of different webs. Like, if I could just find one thing right, I could find the rest, but it's all through God. And just expanding my thought process and not limiting it to a small circle of comfortability.
Right.
But the verse I picked was 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
Nice.
So that's also my prayer, because one, it's a prayer itself, but I didn't necessarily come up with a prayer itself, just praying for my mind and for that day, because sometimes my mind can be better, but then my, like, physical actions will lack, like, or sometimes my actions will be good, but my mind won't be good. Right. But then my spirit man is, like, left there in between. So it's like some days it's just a different prayer, but all in the general aspect of the same thing.
Right.
And going throughout the next months of finishing junior year and softball season, and then into summer and finding colleges, and then excelling in my senior season, and just each season of life this year is, it's going to be a lot, and it's going to be a lot of different changes, because I'm getting older. I'm turning 18 at the end of the year, and it's just, there's a lot of different things.
Well, and being open to hearing from God in a way that eliminates fear. Because I think sometimes you fear the unknown, so you don't allow yourself to expand, because you stay in that box of comfortability, and you don't allow. And sometimes our growth comes in very uneasy and unnerving places. When God takes us out of our comfort zone, that's when we grow. So sometimes that may come with failure. Sometimes that may come with no's, but
sometimes it's also the most fun place to be in, because you've completely removed everything you knew to be true about it. And you're like, hey, what's the worst that could happen? I have no expectation going into this, you know? Yeah. So it's like, open it up. Let me show me, you know what I mean? Show me what I'm capable of. So it's almost like some of my greatest fearful points have been in transition life points of maybe I should take this new job, maybe I shouldn't. And sometimes it was just the most relieving part was just letting go and falling for a few and knowing that it didn't really matter how far I fell, that God was always there to pick me up and that he already had the plan figured out. You know, but I love that you see yourself in a place of, hey, I don't know what's next, but I'm okay wanting to work on that transition. I'm okay wanting to work on expanding what it is. And, you know, I think that's very spiritual in the aspect of knowing that we can come to God and say, I'm ready for more. You know, what can you do with me, God? What can you continue to build? Give me something to continue to further your kingdom. And yes, I know you're talking about your life and your college and that, but you know, your opening statement was, I want to expand what God's got for me. And that was in a very humble and very Christ-like way that you said that. And I just love that about how you've picked that for yourself this year.
And I love that we're taking the time to kind of have this conversation as a family. Because
and we haven't up to this point. Disclosure for everybody out there, you guys are hearing from our kids the first time that we are.
Absolutely. And I think what's amazing about this is it's kind of that unspoken accountability with each other, because it opens up the door for communication throughout the year. And when we're talking about college and as the next couple months go by and we're talking about options and we're kind of exploring different things, we can apply this prayer, we can apply this verse, we can apply this word to those future situations to say, how can you expand God's kingdom? How is this decision? How is this college? How is this program going to expand your horizons and in the work of his kingdom? So I think this is just a great way to kind of just keep each other accountable and keep each other on track throughout the year to say, how does that work? And how is that fitting? Have you prayed about it? Have you asked God? Have you sought out that kind of guidance? So I'm really excited to see how God expands you this year.
Well, I guess it's my go.
Vada's turn.
Yes, it is your turn.
It is my turn. So my word for the 2025 is content. You know, for those that get to know me, you know, pretty deeply, you understand very much so that I am not a content person in most of the ways and places that I am. So many times I am wanting something more. I'm on the next level. I'm trying to go to the point of, hey, what is next for me? What is happening? And so contentness for me is sitting still and admiring what it is that God has for me right now. Contentness is sitting still and understanding that everything that is going on around me has a place and a purpose, and I don't have to be looking for that next piece to come true. I don't have to be looking for that next win, that next promotion, that next offer, that next anything. I get to just revel in the fulfillment of God's blessing for me and my family and sit content in that, because I don't do that very well. I don't sit still much at all. And then when I do sit still, I become very hopelessly unable to enjoy where I'm at. And that becomes difficult. So that is where my word comes from. Now, my verse is kind of a detour from that, because the two are very ironically in very different directions, but I fell upon this verse as part of some of our training for some races that we were doing this year, and it has stuck with me, and I absolutely love it. So my verse comes out of 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. I'm going to read this one out of the Message version because it really spoke to me out of that, and it says, "You've all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone runs, but only one wins. Run to win. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that will tarnish and fade. But you're after the one that's gold for all of eternity. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No lazy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else all about it, and then missing out myself. So when I look at that and I overlay that over part of the content, it really does kind of go hand in hand in the fact that we can be very content in where we are. We can be very content in where God has placed us, but we can do it with all of our effort.
Absolutely.
You know, we can go at it 100% and be very, very situated where we are. Many times God may put us in a place that maybe isn't where we wanted to be, but being content with where God has put you and still running that race or putting yourself in that position to say, I'm going to give it all I got. This is what you have for me right now, and I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities, whatever it is.
But it may be a place, too, that is uncomfortable, but finding contentment in that uncomfortable, knowing that God placed you there for a reason and still running the race, and still it could be hard. It could be outside of our comfort zone. It could be maybe it's just a hard season. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe kids are off the rails and life is just flipped upside down, but still finding peace and joy in those moments. I love having the kids a part of this, because we really need to video
you said,
podcast.
You said kids off the rail. Yay!
Yay!
We're your kids off the rails.
I hope you're not off the rails.
No.
No.
Not the off
this
the rails I'm talking about.
This podcast would be very
about.
Different if it we would, were off the rails.
It would be very different.
I don't
think
we would
you're
be
right.
Here.
No, the, you wouldn't.
So the last thing that I want to kind of point out in the verse for me is, yes, using that effort, using that time to go forward is absolutely a pivotal part. But I think a transition for me that I really pulled out of that verse was understanding the medal that you're really after.
Right.
It's the eternity. And it's not a selfish eternity. It's not you. Okay, listen, I have my salvation. Awesome. That is an amazing win in life. Right. But that's not the finish line. That's the starting line. When you get into the club, when you're in the kingdom now, like God says, go out, be a fisher of men now, you know, go and bring more with you, you know, go and do all things for me and expand the kingdom. So,
and I think it's prioritizing that. It's prioritizing, are we seeking out advancement in the world, or are we seeking out advancement in the kingdom?
And everything can transition to a kingdom-based thought process and saying, hey, where am I sitting right now? Is this, maybe I'm just having a casual conversation with the clerk at the grocery store, you know? And again, that you have to measure and temper things for the audience that you're with. Everything doesn't have to be in your face. I'm sitting, you know, hey, are you going to heaven today? Because I think you're going to hell. You know, that's not gonna win people every single time. Sometimes it's just being a part of somebody in a casual setting and saying, you know, look at what God's doing for us. You know, be a part of this. And sometimes just, you know, PD says this a lot, you know, how do you get people to, you know, stay hungry? You eat in front of them. Right. And so sometimes it's not being so flagrantly vocal with the Jesus word, but sometimes it's just living the life in such a blissful state, even when things are down, that it's like, I don't know what kind of crazy stuff you're on, but I want it.
Right.
Tell me where are you getting that from? And you can say,
and I think that looks different with different relationships and different people, because you have to know where you can minister and how to minister. And it's just genuinely loving people where they're at in the situations that they are in. And it looks different for different relationships. It looks different for different seasons.
And again, understanding that we're just the tools. We're the tools that use. We're only out planting the seeds. We're not there to water the seed. We're not there to develop the seed. We're not there to harvest the seed. That is God doing those things. We're out there to plant them, and we're out there to find the fertile soil. You know, we all understand and know the story that seeds were cast on the concrete. They didn't go anywhere. Seeds were cast in the pebbly rocky. It didn't really grow, and it was choked out. But then seeds were cast in soil that was tilled and fertile, and then it was able to be grown and developed and
That's
made
right.
a beautiful thing that God, you know, was able to then pick up everything. And again, this isn't because he's incapable of doing it. He needs us for nothing.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because just this morning, let me find where I saw it, because It was a verse shared. As I sat waiting, God said, one plants the seed, another waters it, but the sun makes it grow.
That's right.
The sun. S-O-N. The sun makes it grow. I just saw that in one of our prayer groups this morning. Somebody shared that verse. So in 1 Corinthians.
Love it.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely. All right. You wrapping up. So it's Olivia's turn.
It's big O.
Can I add something about dads?
Yes, absolutely.
You guys have been bouncing off each other, but on the flip side of that, I like the not napping part, like not being lazy. Cause like if you plant a seed, you shouldn't walk away from it and then come back. Like Petey has been talking about, like don't slip out of the shoes and then just let it grow and let God do his thing and then come back and try to like be like, oh, I planted that seed. Oh, I did this. Right. Or not being lazy and like in the uncomfortability being like, oh, this is hard. I'm just going to be numb and not present within it. Like be present and be able to talk and like go throughout the season with a joy and not like being unpresent. Like, I don't know the word for it. Just,
well, kind of like there. That, kind of like that verse says, though, one plants the seed and one waters. Maybe you are the one to plant and water.
So you have to keep going. Like, you can't just do one job.
Like,
and
you
then,
can't just plant the seed and walk away.
Yeah. And then you have expect to, the fruit from
it's like
it.
It's like discipleship.
And some of it is God, obviously. Like, he is going to work and be the son, like it says. But, like, you can't just plant a seed and be like, oh, I planted the seed. God's going
to
do the rest.
Like, oh, I brought you to church. So or now, I invited you to church and then just leave it there. Like, where does the relationship grow
like you have
from
to,
that?
You have to sit with people. You have to conversate with people, talk with people, and just be
dive
just
deeper.
Be
a, and it's seasonal, too, you know? I mean, every seed can't be planted in every season. You got to get the right thing and the right crop at the right time because, you know, if you don't do corn in the late spring for summer, that's when it grows. You try to plant it in the winter, it's not going to do it. You know, it's, you can plant that seed all day long in the most fertile soil, and it's not going to root because the environment around it was not ready for it.
Right.
So you've got to understand also the season that you're in or the season that that soil, that person is in too, and say, it doesn't mean that you're not out still tilling that soil a little bit and working in it. You're still in the field.
I really like that, Maddie, the correlation though of dad's word of contentment and how that applies to not being lazy. Because sometimes I think in the world, when you say I'm content, it kind of does equate to lazy. Like, oh, you're not
sitting there.
You're not striving for anything more. You
kind of think you're just sitting there. You're like, what do I do now? Like, you don't feel like there's anything like you're reaching.
You're just
for.
Making it through.
Yeah. No goals. You're just kind of staying. Yeah. You're coasting. Yeah.
And like you may still be like reading your Bible, praying, but it's just like, what am I reading this for? Like, what am I trying to get out of this?
And it's like the certain seeds and certain seasons is like not publicizing the word Jesus in everybody's face. And like, if you're at the store, maybe it's telling that clerk, hey, have a good day. Like, thank you. Like, saying those things and going the extra mile. Like, you may not have been rude, but if you didn't say anything, what was the purpose? Like,
right.
We have these interactions and being like, oh, thank you for holding the door for me.
Right.
Like, not, I realized that in my job, I hold the door for people. That's my job. And the amount of people that don't, like,
even
show
acknowledge
their
it.
Appreciation, they're right. kind of like, taking it for granted, like, oh, that's your job. Like, yes, it's my job, but like also I could go be doing something else. Like, it's showing the appreciation for little things is really like that has been shown to me how
and
much
you don't
it's,
you like, don't know I, what that person is going through. Mm-hmm. Like the clerk at Walmart when you're checking out, like self-checkout, yeah, it's convenient and it's great, but
I like talking to the people.
Sometimes you're a bit overboard, but yes, I know.
What do you mean my bill is $300?
They always
seem
to enjoy it. Oh my
gosh, that was just the other day too. It was
every
like
single time.
We haven't even gotten through the whole conveyor belt and it's already $300. And I'm like, oh my gosh, just stop talking.
They laugh like, every time. Every time they enjoy
it. Okay, they laugh at an uncomfortability.
No.
That's facts. That's facts.
They're not laughing
they're
because
like,
you're funny.
No, they're like, what am I supposed to do?
You can be out of pocket and get away with it in public.
That's facts.
Well, what's Olivia got for us? What are you going to... So tell us a little bit about yourself.
back.
All right.
Where are you at in life?
You saved the best for last.
Yep, the best for last.
She's 4 foot short.
Oh.
No, I'm actually five foot two.
Was it four?
5 foot four.
Don't cut those 2 inches.
Okay.
Mind you, I'm 5'10".
No. Well, y'all know my name's Olivia. I'm 15, 16 and 8 weeks, but I'm 15.
Gotta get the mic right, you know?
Yep. I am a sophomore in high school, starting dual enrollment classes. I do track and field. So lots of running in this cold, at least.
Not this week.
No. And then also doing color guard with the high school during football season.
That's been very fun. That was a new venture for you this year.
Very, and that kind of helped me last year being struggling to find myself in something that I love to do and good people. And
absolutely,
so that was a really great time period to find something new like that and have that. The sport and the people in a new school year and just a new me, I think, that I've evolved off of the past 6 to 8 months.
Absolutely. So, I would agree.
So my word of the year is control. Well, not control, but trust and control. Kind of the same thing.
Mainly, so you got a bonus word.
Yeah. So it took a minute for me to decide what my word was going to be this year because there was so many things rolling around, but it all came down to the bits and pieces of what it really was. So fear and overthinking and like just the constant state of mind that I had, which was all fear. But so I was at first, my word was going to be fear, but then mom was like, why choose a negative word? Like, what is the opposite of fear that you could build off of and strengthen instead of thinking about what the negative was? What's the positive and the opposite side that you can sit there and you can prey on, and that can be something you build off of? And so I was like, fear falls from not having trust, which is I think a really big factor in your relationship with God. And if you that's just, I think, with my mindset, I overthink everything, and it takes the joy and the trust out of things. And I see it not just with my relationship with God, but I see it with just everyday life and my relationships with my friends and my family and just schoolwork and just everyday life things. And it's exhausting. And so I've really realized that if I can learn to step back and trust God, that if I can set my mindset to think, oh, I trust him, he has a plan, it's going to get better. And so I have 3 verses. I kind of, some of them are like, because there's several different parts that they go with. So my first one is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Which is kind of mainly, to me, it was speaking fear. Don't be scared of not only what God has for you, but just as you're walking, like if you feel led to do something, don't be scared to do it. Or if something is worrying you, don't be afraid of it, because God's got it.
And that verse can go with you everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's a good one to like put in your college book and like your textbooks, or having it on your phone to be a constant reminder of I'm with you in every situation from the moment you wake up.
Feared.
Yep. Do not be fearful at all.
And then my next one is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. So I feel like that was also speaking, not only do we need to trust him and lean on him, but also we have to put in that effort to also allow him to work within us. And if I'm not trusting him and getting in his word and allowing him to move me, it's not going to work. Mm. And I'm still going to live in fear and stress and overthinking and a state of mind that like Pastor Steve was just talking about, and how we have to train our minds.
Yes. So
it's not going to be a quick, I pray this and I'm going to stop. You have to train your mind constantly every day with just how you think, your thoughts, like your mindset, just also how he was saying, God tells us our body is a representation of ourself, and our mind is the first thing that our body does. What you think is what your body's going to do. So if you're thinking all these fearful things, you're going to walk your faith fearful, and mm-hmm. people can see that. Yes. And that affects, like, how we've been talking, your relationships with people. That's going to affect your relationships with people and how you can plant seeds and help other people as well. But so you have to really work on your mindset yourself, because that's, like, I feel like the base of how does
that affect how people treat you? Because mm-hmm. if you are constantly overthinking and you're constantly overanalyzing and bringing forth the negativity,
it's going to make people back away from you. Absolutely. And not only is that going to hurt your relationships in your life with other people, but yourself. Cause then you get in a state where you're like, what am I doing wrong? Because it's really hard to sometimes see that in what you're doing. It's not an easy thing to see, but as it's been something that I've struggled with for a very long time, it's really easy to see. And so that wanting to be something, that's something that I want to really focus on.
And it kind of prevents you from being able to plant seeds, because how do you plant seeds from that negative place? Right. You know, how do you trust God and overthink everything that he's doing in your life?
It's a proportional filling too. You know, at some point, if you're not filling yourself with boldness of God and confidence in Christ, that's when fear, that's what fills in the first, is Satan will use that so quick, because he understands that if I can manipulate this a little bit and put a little bit of fear there, then maybe I can deter them from doing what they were going to do or following God's path. So, you know, he uses that so easily, because we live in a world right now that is so easily offended, that is so easily bent, and it's just so easily people are pushed away by every little thing we say. So there are so many people that do walk around on pins and needles. It's like, I don't even know if I can express something honest, because I'm fearful that you're going to misunderstand what I'm saying, or you're going to take away from this what I didn't mean. And at some point, you just have to, you have to let it go. You have to understand and be confident in what God places in you. And again, say what he pushes on your heart, or talk or do the actions, and trust that he is now going to take that and make it fruitful and multiply. Exactly how you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And then my last verse was Jeremiah 29:11. And that's been like my really big verse ever since I got my first Bible from Grammy with my name on it that I always waited for. Sorry, guys. It's really snowing. Really snowing.
Oh, wow. Look at it.
You can see, like, the flakes.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's very much snowing right now.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
God knows the plans he has for us today.
He does.
What does Jeremiah 29:11 say?
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to harm you, or plans to prosper you and
prosper,
not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. Always mix those words up. But yes. I really like that verse, because it's been my big verse since the moment, like, you know, since I was young. And sometimes I don't think I've very much understood it until, you know, you kind of live it, like, I have to know the plans that he has for me, and I have to trust that. And it's not going to be easy, and it is going to be scary sometimes, but that's where the trust comes in. And if I can't trust his plan, how am I supposed to walk it too?
And I think you've struggled for several years though, Olivia, just we all have
identity
and who you are. And I think that you've relied on the world a lot to define who you are. And I think, as those close to us know, you know, you were in the competitive gymnastics world for several years, and that was very demanding and very unique in the sense that it controlled our lives as
very
a whole
much. It was very structured, like we had to back away from a lot of things and really structure our life around practices and meets. And
you missed out on a lot of friendships and a lot of things with church, and because gymnastics took priority to everything, so it kind of ruled our worlds. And I think that in the midst of it, you had done it for so long that you quasi found your identity in being a gymnast, but you really didn't have your identity really wasn't there. And you kind of lost trust in people because of how you were being coached and how things were happening within that world that.
Because they really did put it, when you do gymnastics, it's not necessarily about your body type or how you do gymnastics, but it's really just kind of like it's another mental sport. It is. And it's just like any other sport. And if you can't mentally be in the right state, you know, of
right.
I can do this and take that fear away. Fear has always been something I've struggled with.
Yes.
And you know, it's really hard to just live in fear. Yeah. And so I've had to continue to work through that. And it has gotten better, but it's still something that, like, you have to every day tell yourself, like, have that mindset of waking up and you're like, God has a plan for me. And yes. Whatever happens today, there was a reason for it. And he knew yes. what today was going to happen before I even woke up 2 days right. ago. Like, he has the next.
He has gone before us and already created that plan.
So he knows I'm going to make mistakes. So even though sometimes those mistakes are for a reason as well. Everything is.
Right.
And I think, as like you were saying, my identity and gymnastics was a big part of me. And I think when I left it, it was like, well, who am I now? Like,
well, and we as a family all,
because we were all structured around yes. what Maddie was having to do to get home and what Maddie, how
your
she was
schooling.
Getting places.
I mean, you were homeschooling and your training. Our life was genuinely revolving around your gymnastic schedule. And I would not go back and change that season of life for anything.
Because that had a lot of ups and a lot of downs as well that helped grow us together as a family.
It did. We had, I loved our drives. I loved our conversations. I loved
the
time.
I think that's when we built a very great relationship.
Absolutely.
And that's where it was started, you know. Because what are you going to do when you have a 45-minute drive home and to Troy every single day, four
right.
times a week?
Right.
And what are you supposed to talk about?
Right.
You know, you just get to have that time.
But I also see the mental part that was extremely taxing on you. And we were so focused on pushing you to be better and pushing you to get outside of your head that I don't think we stopped long enough to see you. So when you came to us and said, I'm done. It was hard.
For not just it was, me, but for.
For all of us. Cause we all had to regroup. We had a schedule.
It wasn't even just me doing gymnastics. It was like our whole family, because like now that I'm not doing it anymore, nobody else is. They're not having to drive. Because
mom and dad almost found, or really mom, like found part of her identity was her kid was in gymnastics.
Right.
And like,
it's
you had
like
to
you
say
were.
No to things. Like,
yeah.
To solve, like, you had to go with her and you were like,
right.
Well, I can't do this because I have Olivia to go take
right.
to gymnastics.
So
or
I think not.
I can't do a connect group because I have Olivia doing gymnastics. Now, if we were still in that, would you be in this spot
right.
you were now?
Right.
We wouldn't because.
Right.
Now you have, how many freedom groups have you led now? Like four?
Six.
Like six?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And counting.
Yes.
And it's like.
What am I, chopped liver over here? I mean,
well,
I made
like,
some runs too.
You were there, but you were mainly toting me around.
I paid some bills.
Paid some bills for sure. Yeah. Dad,
but
was,
there,
dad was a
but
big part of it too, because he was here doing all the house stuff and making sure
and
our family was still being put together, and making sure while me and mom were gone or while Maddie was gone that the house was being taken care of and
the
we had food to
and
eat, and he was working. So we all had our parts in that season of life. And I think once it did go away, we all had to figure out who we really were.
But I also think that we had a lot of life growing happening in the background during that last season of gymnastics. And to look back at it now, God definitely went ahead of us and had a whole plan, because it was one of our toughest seasons, because there was so much division with us, physical division, that led to other relationships growing that weren't healthy, that weren't honoring to God, but that all led us to God. So,
and do I sometimes think like, oh, I would love to go back to gymnastics just to see what I can do. But what I don't regret at all the decision, because I really don't think I would be here where I am.
It wasn't the gymnastics itself. Like, it was just the state of where you were. It's kind of like with all of our relationships, like even in like boyfriend, girlfriend, like if one person is not mentally in the space to continue it, like why, it's not going to be healthy.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like with any sport, anything. Like, I took a break from softball because I couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
And I may have not been in a mature place to realize it was me, but I blamed it on many other things. And it affected me and Dad, because Dad was my coach. But it was just, it, maturity is a big thing in relationships with both sides.
Like, right.
And if you, it's not, sometimes it's not the physical action or the person, it's you. And you have to realize that. And I feel like we all realize that, even me and
ultimately,
myself.
Ultimately, if we are in relationship with God and God is guiding us and we are growing closer to Jesus and we're growing closer, you know, we're allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our lives, the Holy Spirit's going to grow our talent and grow our hearts and our passions in a spiritual way. So if you're not growing in that sport, or you're not growing in that job, or whatever it may be, whatever season you're in, if you're not spiritually growing, maybe it's time to step back and ask God, okay, God, where I'm not growing here. It's not a joy and peace and contentment in a way that we have spiritual contentment. Grow me, move me, you know, put me in a place that I can further your kingdom, and being open and willing to that.
And I think one of the biggest things with looking back, and even though in the moment when I was like, it's time to stop, it was hard. It was not an easy decision. It was a very weeks, months on end of praying with people and myself. That was a very hard decision, but I don't ever think it was the wrong decision. If I could look back, like I would make the same, I would pick the same decision every other day.
It's opened up all these other opportunities. It's opened up your ability to grow within the youth group, to grow within your relationship with God.
And I think with myself as well, like I don't think I would have found another, like if I look back those couple weeks after and months trying to find myself after, I don't think I would have thought like, oh, I'd finally be in a sport again that I love and I enjoy, and I have great friends. And it's just the walk you have with God and having to trust it. And you can just see it in your everyday life. And that's something, even though like, I'm like, oh yeah, I did trust him, that's still something I need to work on for every day, you know? And trust goes in many different ways too. It's not just trusting him in the decisions you make. It's trusting in him in how you think about yourself and how you think.
Yes.
And how you carry yourself.
Yep.
And how you talk to people. It's not just about necessarily trusting him in making a very big decision about a job offer or like, you know, just those big decisions. It's about everything else. Just how you are living your life and trusting him in everything you do. And that is really hard.
And I encourage you to look back to where you came from and where, think about the mental anxiety that you were experiencing back in those days of gymnastics and how you thought of yourself, and look at how much you have mentally grown and spiritually grown, and give yourself some grace, because it's not a boom, I'm going to wake up today and my mind is going to be completely changed. Now
you have to like train it, you know, like how Dad was talking about the running for, you know, it's not like you have to literally train every day. You have to mentally wake up and tell, like, prepare yourself in a different way. And you can't also just wake up and say, oh, like, you can't just wake up and have the right thing to say either. You have to also learn. You have to read your Bible. You have to pray, because you can't just wake up and be like, oh yeah, I'm great today, I have no more fear, and I'm like this every day. No.
You have to capture those thoughts, like we learn in freedom.
Because Satan is going to come and put those little thoughts in your head every single day. And he's going to just wedge his way in there. And like Pastor Steve was talking about, when you train your mind, when those thoughts are never going to stop coming in, but it's your job to not let them build a nest inside your head.
That's right.
And continue to reproduce. They're never like those.
Well, like you were saying, the birds flying over. Birds can fly over, but you don't let them.
You can't let them stop and build a nest.
Yep.
And I think that's a big representation of our minds, because everybody gets those thoughts every single day. But it is your job to train yourself not to let them ponder in there and think about them. It's your job to be like, that's not God.
Yep.
That's Satan. And I'm not going to let those thoughts sit in my head. Yep. And that's hard. But once you train yourself, and you will learn how to do that, and it will become easier. And there will be thoughts that are harder to do that with. It's never going to be always easy, but it will get better.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a wonderful podcast, girls. I thank you so much for being so open. I was kind of worried about how much engagement we were going to get from you guys, but you have done absolutely wonderful. I'm so excited to see how the future in this year goes with your words and your verses. I'm going to close this out in prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you so much for Maddie and Olivia and Kenny. And we've got Ev who joined us in here. I thank you so much for these kids and just the bright light that they bring to our lives, God. I thank you so much for their willingness and openness to join in this podcast and what we're doing, God, and what you've called us to do, not just Kenny and I, but us as a family, God, to witness, to disciple, to minister, to share our family with the world and what you are doing in the context of our relationship here together. Because as we know, relationships grow. We grow in the context of relationships, God. And I just thank you so much for what you're doing in our family. God, I pray for each and every person listening today, God. I pray that our testimonies and our sharing of our goals for this year are a way to connect and to resonate in someone else's heart, God. I pray that you just bless our efforts, bless our words, bless our hands and all that we do this year. Give us accountability to not just each other, but now everyone who has heard our goals for the year, God. I pray you place people in our lives that are going to grow us, that are going to bring out you in us, God, that are going to sharpen us, because iron sharpens iron, God. So I pray that each and every person that crosses our paths and those listening today, God, that you will send people into their paths to grow and strengthen this year, God. And for anyone listening who hasn't, you know, taken the time to set out a word and a verse for this year, God, I pray that you place it on their hearts to encourage them to find a place that they can grow in you this year and just take that initial first step, God, to grow closer to you in the simplest of ways, because that's all it takes. We just put one foot in front of the other, God. And again, I thank you so much. Keep us all safe during this snowpocalypse we're dealing with here in southern Alabama. Be with us through this week. Let us have a good time. And we just thank you for this in your heavenly precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, hey, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you for joining us on this one, girls. And for those of you, our ladies have decided, I think they're going to maybe branch out and do their own Girls Talk.
That's
coming out on the horizon. So until our next episode, we'll let you know how the snow goes. We love you.
Love you.
Thank you for being with us.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.